Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. Parshas Acharimos takes a step back chronologically to right after Nadav and Avihu died. That is the most that is referred to in the Parsha name, to tell Aaron and us about when he and Kohanim Gadolim of the future can enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's only once a year on Yom Kippur to bring the Ketores. They don't wear any gold, etc. Keeping with the Yom Kippur theme, the Parsha goes through the Sarla Hashem and Sarla Azazel lottery process that happens on Yom Kippur. The Parsha then forbids people from bringing a carbon outside the Mishkan, consuming blood, and all different types of forbidden relationships. This parsha has the famous pasuk "Bechukosehem lo selechu," that we should not follow in the ways of the other nations in the world. I've never learned this parsha inside, and my shul attendant is spotty, so it was cool to finally read it inside. Should I not be admitting that? So let's move on to a quick part. This one comes from the Meshech Chachma. So the end of the parsha discusses all the forbidden relationships, one of them being with two sisters. Meshech Chachma says that there are two types of averus. There are the ones that are straight up wrong. You get it. Like killing someone. Therefore, even if you did it b'shogeg, by mistake, you need a kapara. And then there are averus, and he gives the example of hitting a parent. The Gemara in Makra says that if you do it by mistake, you're pater from galus. But if done on purpose, you're chayav misa. Now, that's a huge difference in punishment. Why? Think about it. Hitting your father is technically like hitting someone else. What makes it so terrible that a person is chayav misa is the intention. You're rebelling against your father. But when it's by mistake, you're missing the crux of the avera, the heart, the intention. So therefore, the punishment reflects that. Getting back to Achos Isha, two sisters, you would think, how could it be be'etzem wrong? The whole Klal Yisrael was founded by two sisters, Rachel and Leah. So as an avera, it's not like killing. It's not an obvious wrong. The way that people think about it is that there must be some reason for Hashem to have decreed this. And therefore, if you do it by mistake, it should be like the other averos. It shouldn't be that big a deal. Like hitting your father by mistake. Not good, but not terrible. The pasuk then comes to clearly state, nope, that is not the case. This is under the first category of averos, and quote-unquote mistakes aren't looked upon with leniency. It's not just about the spirit and intention behind it. It's the principle of the matter. The rule shifted with Matan Torah, and two sisters are a no-go in the duh sense. Side note, there is a big discussion on how Yaakov could have married two sisters in the first place, and some sources say that it only applied in Eretz Yisrael, which is why Rachel died when Yaakov re-entered Eretz Yisrael. Interesting and devastating at the same time. I know. Anywho, wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.